This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Corey is in Massapequa Park. What's up, Corey?
I just wanted to round out the previous conversation about the ayahuasca versus darkness retreat. So I don't have experience with ayahuasca. I do sensory deprivation tanks. So it's something that I do like probably 5 or 6 times a year. You're in a room, in water, you're floating, no sight, no sound, really no feeling. I'll tell you what, it's awesome.
Are you by yourself?
You're like, you're totally naked. You're in like a pool. It's 6 inches of water, but it's 1,000 pounds of salt.
Oh, yeah.
Why do you got to be totally naked? You couldn't have like boxers on or something?
You don't have to. I'm okay. A full experience, you know, but you're floating, but then you kind of break through and you get into this very, very tranquil state that I oddly like crave, you know? So I usually do it for 60 minutes. And I started doing it for 90 minutes now. And like when the time comes up and the lights turn on, I'm kind of pissed that it's over. So it's really hard to explain.
Yeah.
But I see the appeal now 3 days is a lot. I'm not going to front and say that sounds light, but there is an appeal to that to me seems interesting. They say if you're on a trip and you have a path to go positive or negative, I guess the shamans recommend to go negative.
Well, there you go. We had a little bit of everything so far on the show today on this Wednesday. Check it out on the free Odyssey app in case you missed anything. Roger's been the main topic of conversation.
Real fast. I mean, listen, I think if you just kind of go through social media too often, I think it's going to depress you. Like, if you just kind of flip and flip and flip and flip and you're just looking for stuff, you're going to just see story after story that is really distressing. I think most of us know that by now. But I came across something unintentionally. I was looking for something else. I don't understand how, I don't know what's wrong with some people. There's a college baseball player down in Florida.
Yeah.
6'4", 245 pounds, okay? I guess there was an altercation at a bar that he was at. He stepped up and he knocked out an 84-year-old man. What in the world is wrong with people?
Yeah, 84. Like why would the 84-year-old be going to say something to him?
Last call. No. But I mean, come on, there's no not understanding how old and fragile and vulnerable an 84-year-old is. Right. I mean, like, you're 84, you're 84.
It's like Pedro Zimmer.
It's very similar, you know. That might be the exact same.
Is that kid's career going to be?
He's already kicked off the team. They scrubbed him from the website for the team that he was on. I'm not even going to say his name or the school, but he's got 6'4", 280. Pardon me, 245. Lays out an 84-year-old man. Just disgusting.
Just stupid. All right, one other thing I saw on social media before we finish up on the phones. It pertains to what we were talking about the Rangers before. So Vince Mercagliano, who does a great job covering the Rangers, LoHUD, USA Today Sports, all over the place with the Rangers. Just some stuff in SNY TV as well. I don't know if I want to read the whole thing, but you need the context here. So it's about what we were talking about with Laviolette and how this team plays. And Vince goes on to say, we've talked repeatedly about this team's tendency to play an East-West finesse game that fizzles in tight-checking environments, mm-hmm. right? No greater example than last year's postseason series against the Panthers.
That's why Rempe was supposed to be so important.
Right.
One of the reasons.
Laviolette and previous coaches, again, this is Vince Mercagliano, have urged them to play a more direct style. And while they do it in spurts, it's always fleeting. They eventually fall into traps like they did last night, where they get lazy, disengage physically, and make sloppy turnovers, which is why they rank one of the NHL's worst teams defending against the rush. Mercagliano asked Laviolette if that's just part of this core's DNA and can rear its head at any moment. Mercagliano's words here. Laviolette pondered it for a second before resigning himself to admit, yeah, it is.
They're soft, as we say. I got a soft team.
And then he goes on to say, Laviolette, if you have a crystal ball and you knew in advance, you certainly would hit that even harder, but you address it as it's going through the game, try to address it on the bench in between periods. It just never really changed.
Wow. I mean, that is a finesse team right there.
Great job by Vince getting that.
Yeah.
Going, huh?
Even if you're not watching the Rangers every single night, like
right.
that really illuminates where they are and where they need to be. Who they're not. I don't know how you change that. That's like asking, a finesse basketball team to suddenly start playing, lights out, knockdown defense and sealing out on the boards. I mean, you kind of are who you are.
That's the point. So this core group, this was the question mark with Gallant as the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Laviolette, a more in-your-face, get-on-their-rear-end type guy, even he can't fix it. It's not, they'll end up firing him, I'm sure, after the year and go through the coaching change. That's not it. It's Panarin in the playoffs. It's all of them. Kreider's a bit. All of them. It's not just one individual. They're soft. That's the problem. And to win in the postseason, you could have the highest skill. It's probably the most skilled Rangers team that I've seen in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
94 was the best team I've seen, but they weren't the highest skilled team. Like, this team's got elite level skill, starting with the goaltender and obviously with their elite level forwards and scoring.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's not what it takes to win a Stanley Cup, and I don't know how they get out of it because a lot of these guys have no trade clauses or just contracts that can't be moved.
And now you have to wonder, we talk about this with Judge, and we talk about this some of the older players, how much of Shesterkin's prime are they going to waste?
I mean, you would think that he's still got a ton
left. But with the contracts, yeah, what I'm saying is you can't get out of it overnight.
Either way, I love that. That's a great job by Vince Cagliano, summing everything up. Carl in Marlboro wants to talk about the Rangers. What's up, Carl?
How you doing, guys? Good. Love the show. Listen to you guys every day. I'm a longtime suffering Ranger fan. I have season tickets for 25 years. I sit in 226. I just want to ask you guys a question. Do you think Lavoie's job is safe and Drury's job is safe? And the reason why this team is so bad, like you guys been saying, their core is soft. Panarin, Zibby, Kreider, they ran their course. They all need to go. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Carl. And that's the point. I do think that both, I don't think Drury's getting fired. I don't know. I'm just using some common sense and like trying to get feelers based off of the reports that are out there. I don't think Drury's going anywhere, but I think when you have a season this disappointing, especially if it ends up with them on the outside looking in, I don't think anybody's safe, nor should they be.
No, you got to gut it.
You got to gut it. You were ahead of this. I don't know if you used the word soft last year, but you were definitely onto this during the playoffs.
Yeah.
You were saying this last year.
We talked about it. It's the core because this has been a common theme for years with this same group, not just last year. Owen is in Providence, Rhode Island. What does he want to talk about? What's up, Owen?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Thanks for having me. Hopefully you can hear me all right.
We got you. Yeah. What's going on, bud?
BT, heading to Providence. I'm rooting for High Point tomorrow. I work there, live in Connecticut, but I'm going to head to St. John's practice here at 4:15. Just a few quick things about the regional. I haven't seen this caliber of coaches at a regional in a long time with South Calipari and Patino.
Yeah.
I'm going to be amazing to see them in practice this afternoon. Well, a few points on St. John's, why I think they can make a run. Number one team in the country defensively via KenPom. I'm taking the over of 1.5 5 for the second violations for Omaha tomorrow night. They're going to cause havoc.
Yeah.
One of the problems with St. John's, you know, I think they can make a run. One of my issues with them is offensively. You know, they're really inconsistent, but if you can limit RJ for his last name, let Starry Richmond beat you, I think teams can figure them out. But I'm excited to be in Providence. Hopefully, see a lot of St. John's fans tomorrow night.
Well, I'll see you in a couple hours. I'm heading up there right after the show. Yeah, I mean, it's fun. Listen, St. John's obviously has an offensive or two deficiency. We've talked about that, the free throws. I do think the three-point shooting's gotten better. I've said that as well, and the stats bear that out. But we look at it, and this applies to all the teams that we cover, and we were doing this with the Yankees yesterday. I was kind of fixating on things that worry me about the Yankees. And I think some St. John's fans, although they're certainly enjoying this ride, maybe are a little concerned about the deficiencies for St. John's. But you got to look at it the other way, too. Like, the teams in the Big East know how Kadari wants to get to the rim and how RJ wants to play and what Zubi can do. These other teams, now, they could see it on tape, but until you feel that 6'6", 230-pound, you know, muscle coming at you downhill in Kadari, good luck stopping it. And I think that, you know, what St. John's doesn't do well is offset by what they do well, but there's a randomness to this, and to predict it is nuts. Enjoy the first game and worry about Saturday when they get there.
And we will talk a lot more about St. John's tomorrow, preview the game a little bit. You'll be up there, obviously, as you mentioned, leaving after the show. So the next two shows, I'll be in the studio by myself. You'll be up in Providence, win or lose for Thursday and Friday.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to hop on with Evan and Tiki tomorrow, a couple hours before the game, right around 6.
Getting to the arena before?
No, I'd do that for the hotel.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I can get there 3-4 hours early.
Well,
I didn't know if you were going to go for the show.
You had said you may want to go watch that game early. I wasn't 100%
sure. I watched the second half. You know, I watched the first half for the hotel. And it's going to be a blast. Hopefully, I see a lot of St. John's fans up there. I know I will. Have fun down here. It's almost baseball season. Yeah. And it's a fun time of the year. Looking forward to it.
Safe travels.
Thank you, buddy.
Enjoy it. We'll talk to you down the line tomorrow morning. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dove. We appreciate the help as always. Thanks to Hoff as well. Oh, we didn't get to Hoff's tweet about the Rangers, which I just didn't get.
Say?
Maybe tomorrow. He tweeted out something that made no sense. I forgot. Hoff, you got to remind me. We'll get to that tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm sure he's right on it to make himself look bad.
Yeah, we'll build in a segment each day. Let's rip Hoff now for 3 minutes. All right. But thanks to Hoff. Great work, as always. We appreciate it. Thanks to everybody who listened and called as well. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.